From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Today, Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor returns to the Senate Judiciary Committee for what is expected to be another long day of testimony. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Sotomayor answered questions for more than 7 hours yesterday, giving little ground to her inquisitors. If Republican senators hoped to provoke her into an intemperate remark, they were disappointed. If they hoped to find out more about her judicial philosophy, for the most part, they failed in that, too. 8 senators still have not asked any questions at all. When the first round of questioning is completed today, the committee is expected to break for a closed-door meeting to put any questions to the nominee that might have come up as a result of her FBI background check. This procedure was instituted after sexual harassment charges against then-Judge Clarence Thomas provoked a second round of public hearings in 1991. Today, after the closed-door session, the committee will move on to a second round of questions in public with no end in sight until Thursday. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Citing an increased risk of California's ability to make payments in the midst of a budget crisis, a major credit agency has downgraded the state's bond rating. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Moody's Investor Service lowered California's credit rating on general obligation bonds to 3 levels above non-investment grade. The downgrade comes as the state enters its second week without a budget while facing a $26 billion deficit. Moody's says California, which already has the lowest credit rating of all states, could move closer to junk bond status if lawmakers don't quickly balance the budget. Recently, Fitch Investors lowered its rating of California bonds to BBB, which is 2 steps above junk status. The state is just about out of cash. Nearly 2 weeks ago, California began paying its bills with IOUs. Even with the credit rating falling, investors say there's little risk of default. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
House Democrats have come up with sweeping legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill is both a starting point and a path to success. President Obama is pushing the House and Senate to vote on the bill before their vacation break. The president plans to speak about the bill today in a Rose Garden address. Adam Jones of the Baltimore Orioles hit a sacrifice fly in the 8th inning last night in St. Louis to drive in the winning run as the American League beat the National League 4-3 in Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. The victory was the American League's 12th in the past 13 years. It means the American League will have again the home field advantage in this year's World Series. Japanese stock prices managed only a modest gain today after upbeat results from Goldman Sachs and Intel lifted hopes of recovery for the global economy. The Nikkei average rose by 7 points, or 0.1%. This is NPR News. More than a dozen Israeli soldiers who fought in last winter's offensive in the Gaza Strip say the operation was marked by a surprisingly heavy use of force and lax rules of engagement in built-up areas. The Israeli army says it can't check anonymous complaints. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
A group of former soldiers known as Breaking the Silence has collected written and videotaped testimony from more than 24 veterans of Operation Cast Lead, the 3-week military action in Gaza. The soldiers said they saw dangerous white phosphorus shells used in crowded areas, and they spoke of apparently random shootings and of using Palestinian civilians as human shields. Army spokesperson Avital Leibovich dismissed the report, saying it was impossible to investigate these stories without knowing who made the allegations and more details of when and where they allegedly occurred. These accounts are more detailed than earlier stories by Gaza veterans. A UN team led by South African Judge Richard Goldstone is investigating what happened in Gaza. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The head of Boeing company's Integrated Defense Systems has told employees that the defense division will have to cut about 1,000 jobs because of Pentagon budget reductions. In an internal memo, Boeing's Jim Albaugh says the job reductions are needed to keep the company operative. Boeing has not said what its timeline is for cuts. No decision has been made on how many of the cuts will affect the Puget Sound region, which has 7,000 workers in Boeing's defense systems operation. In January, CEO Jim McNerney said the company would cut 10,000 jobs company-wide this year through attrition and layoffs. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.